Narayana namaskritya narote vam narotamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam vidhirayat nascha prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhavato tamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, we step on all the businesses of glory to Srila Prabhupada. This morning, Srimad Bhagavatam classes from Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, Text 12. Hare Krishna. So I chant the mantra three times, and if you want to chant, you can too. Ko vishkatava padam strim, sorabeya chatuspadam, mabutam svadushaharaste, ragyam krishna nuvatinam. Ko vishkatava padam strim, sorabeya chatuspadam, mabutam svadushaharaste, ragyam Krishna Nuvatinam Kovrishkat Tava Padastin Sorabhaya Chatushpada Mabhubam Svadrisharastri Ragyam Krishna Nuvatinam. So, word for word, Ka, who is he? Avrishkat, cut off. Tava, your. Padan, legs. Trin, three. Surabhiya, O son of Surabhi. Chatupada, you are four-legged. Ma, never to be. Uvan, it so happened. Vadrisha, as yourself. Rashtre, in the state. Ragyam, of the kings. Krishna Anubhatinam, those who follow the codes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He, Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs? In the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. Purport, my Srila Prabhupada. The kings or the executive heads of all states must know the codes of Lord Krishna, generally Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and must act accordingly in order to fulfill the mission of human life, which is to make an end to all miseries of material conditions. One who knows the codes of Lord Krishna can achieve this end without any difficulty. In the Bhagavad Gita, in a synopsis, we can understand the codes of Godhead. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same codes are explained further. In a state where the codes of Krishna are followed, no one is unhappy. Where such codes are not followed, the first sign is that three legs of the representative of religion are cut off, and thereby all miseries follow. When Krishna was personally present, the codes of Krishna were being followed without question. But in his absence, such codes are presented in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam for the guidance of the blind persons who happen to be at the helm of all affairs. Oma Ginati Virandasya Jana Jana Shivakaya Chakcho Omritam Jena Tasma Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sahajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Sahabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shavanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sundibhya Eva Chapati Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivacharya Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Chatarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gura Chushe Namaha Anandali Namaya Vigrahaya Himaviri Vachavishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So the translation again. He, Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs in the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna? There is no one as unhappy as you. So clearly in this text, Maharaj Parikshit is very concerned about the bull. The bull is the representation of Dharma. And as Maharaj Parikshit says here, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull, who has cut off your three legs? Where we have a country where the kings are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one as unhappy as you. So the implication is, there was someone not obeying the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he, the Raja Rishi, Maharaj Parikshit, wanted to know where the problem was and why the bull had become so unhappy. If the laws of the Lord are obeyed, then no one should be unhappy. So that is a very important statement for all of us, even in their individual lives, that if we do what we are told to do by the bona fide spiritual master and the Shastra, then there will be internal happiness, definitely. The material world is not designed to give us happiness. The material world is designed for us to work hard with very little return. And even those who are quite wealthy from a financial standpoint are still suffering because their bodies don't cooperate with them so much. Why? Because there's disease and there's also old age that comes later, sooner or later. So, just like one time I was in the medical facility not far from where I live, and I had given my that was the arrangement there, given the vehicle that I was driving to the valet people. That's how they don't make you park, you have to give it to valet, and then you, based on where you're going, you either get a free valet parking or you pay $5 at this medical facility. So I had finished, they were just checking me out, and then I came back out, and I was waiting for my car to be brought back. And then there was one car that came before me, because there were other people too waiting for their cars. Nice, spanking, brand new, silver Mercedes Benz, pulled up. Obviously an expensive car belonging to people who are quite wealthy. So, who was going to get in the car? Well, I saw a lady who was up there in age, but she was okay. She took the keys, got in the car. And then her husband was in a wheelchair. Really struggling. She had to open the other side, and the door, the passenger side, and it took quite a while to get him into the car. And I'm sitting watching all of this, and I said, how much people get slowed down because of old age. But obviously, this couple is wealthy. Brand new spanking Mercedes-Benz. Very, very nice looking vehicle. But how can you enjoy it? How can you enjoy life? But your life is like that. And so we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada is directing us by doing so much work in a late age himself, a period of time when he was also in a body that was quite challenging. In fact, he told Srila Kirti Prabhu one thing, of course, Srila Prabhu was asked to keep it in confidence, but after Srila Prabhupada left, then he actually said it in one of those memory videos, remembering Srila Prabhupada. He says Srila Prabhupada told him that, my knees are killing me, but I don't tell anyone about it. And so, it's only after he left his body that Srila Kirti Prabhu said that Srila Prabhupada was suffering from his knees. Now, if he had, if devotees had known that, they probably would have restricted his movement quite a bit. And that's not what Srila Prabhupada wanted. And so he bore the pain, as there were times that he even had a very terrible toothache and he was supposed to give a lecture, and he'd give a lecture with that pain, and after the lecture he sought help. So the body is like that. We have to go on anyway, because we have an opportunity to go back to Godhead. As Maharaj Parikshit is saying, Surabhi Sang Dharma, the bull, has three of his legs cut off. What are the legs? They represent austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. Austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. And in this day and age, that's very, very much in short supply in people's minds. What's left? Truthfulness, that's the fourth leg, and even that's being challenged. A lot of people now run the political affairs of different countries more than half the time not even telling the truth. And then the common person also sees that, oh, I can get away with saying something that's not true to manipulate something that I want. And so life has become like that. But no one that does this is going to be truly happy. There are qualities of a devotee, a human, a person, a soul in a human body has to live a certain way, and that is made clear. Those who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, they will be happy. And those who are not obedient will not be happy. So if people are obedient, there shouldn't be people who are unhappy then if they're obedient. And that's the point that Maharaj Parikshit is saying. So why are you in this state, O son of Surabhi? In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the kings or the executive heads of all states must know the codes of Lord Krishna. Generally, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada says that it's very deep knowledge, but it's summarized wonderfully in Bhagavad Gita and is given more explanation in Srimad Bhagavatam. And those who run the states, the executive heads or the kings, they should spend time being familiarizing themselves with what is in these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And the implication here is that they should apply that to live their lives and also rule the state. Does that happen? Well, your guess is as good as mine. The person who knows the codes of Lord Krishna can achieve this end without any difficulty. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Sabai Punsam, Karo Dharmo, Ato Bhakti, Nakoktide, Ahoitiki, Apatiata, Vidyatma, Supersiditi. So, it is said early in the second chapter of the first canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the prime duty of these souls in human bodies, well, that's us human beings, that we need to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, render devotional service from our hearts to the Lord. And we should not want something from it, like work that gets, we get paid by, and we should not cease to serve the Lord devotionally. Based on what is happening with our bodies, we may alter some of the nature of the devotional service that we're offering, but we should not stop offering devotional service to the Lord. Serving the Lord's feet. That is our natural position. We are going to serve one way or the other. In the Science of Self-Realization in the first chapter, Srila Prabhupada indicates that it is the nature of persons to serve. But where we are serving, the problem with the world is that we are actually displaced the personality to which we're supposed to serve. We're serving other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the point. That is the missing point. So we're supposed to serve the Lord, but sometimes people get lonely. And when they're left by, the children are all gone and they're by themselves, they want to have someone to be around. So there's nobody. So then they get a dog, and they get a cat, and they start serving that dog. Provide everything for the dog, and the dog is just a companion. So the tendency to serve is innate. We all have that. But when we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we will be happy. Serve means follow the codes of religion. When Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, he says, Sava Dharma Paritya Bhamikam Sharanam Vaja Aham Tvam Sava Prapevyo Moksha Isham Vimasutaha. Abandon all varieties of religion. Just surrender to me. Surrender means whatever codes that Krishna has listed, speaking, which is now Bhagavad Gita, we have to follow those. And we don't follow those, if Papa says in the purport, then the signs are that the things that we're supposed to do, we're not doing. Austerity is cut off, cleanliness cut off, mercy cut off. So in the Bhagavad Gita, we'll link these three now. Austerity. There's austerity of the body, there's austerity of speech, and then there's austerity of the mind, as Bhagavad Gita explains it. So we'll take in one time, one after another. So this is Bhagavad Gita, the divisions of faith, chapter 17, text 14, austerity of the body. We start with that. Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Socham Adavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsam Cha Sariram Tapa Uchete. Austerity of the body. They consist in worshipping the Supreme Lord, Brahmanas, spiritual masters, and superiors like father and mother. And cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. So Krishna says that cleanly, austerity of the body. We should not be violent. We should be aware that every living entity has the same quality soul as it's in us. That since the physical body is not us, then we are no better than, as a spiritual level, than the other living entities. Therefore, if we don't do violence to ourselves, we shouldn't do violence to others. Celibacy is one way in which we control the senses. Everything is spelt out very cleanly, clearly, simplicity. We shouldn't try to just use the material energy for a way that will satisfy our senses. We live a simple life, and a simple life is very, very, very very satisfying. Interesting, one day in the 90s, so Ansuya and myself, we were at the Institute House, and this is pretty interesting how things happened. So, in the evening, there was no electricity. So we didn't have our regular, electric lights, and so we couldn't turn them on. We were the only two up at the Institute House. This is the residence of Bhaktitirtha Swami, but he had traveled at that time, so there was the two of us there. And it was full moon, that night, full moon. So we were getting some light, but light from the moon. And it was very, very, very tranquil. It was very satisfying. And both of us, we kept telling each other, this is very, very nice. Even though we don't have electricity, but it just, the mood was so wonderful. And we talked about so many things involving the Dharma and ourselves and so many things in Krishna consciousness. Then after a while, maybe about 9 something, the lights came back on. And so we were talking in the middle, and all of a sudden all these lights that had been left on came, and the place got a little brighter again. But what happened was the mood changed immediately. And it was a mood that was very different from what we were really experiencing from the moonlight. Big difference. And I personally did not like it at all. You could have just turned all the lights off and depending on the moonlight again. Because there is something more special about the natural light. And this is all from Krishna. So, anyway, it's on the side. So, we have to obey the codes of the Lord. Sarvadharma paricharya mamekam saranam vraja. Krishna says, just surrender to me. He explains so many things in the Bhagavad Gita, but in the end, he just says, surrender to me. How? Always think of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, worship me. Those four, when we do that, this is also from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 65, we will, in fact, be happy. Because, ye atamapapadyante tamstatevapajamiyaham, the Lord rewards accordingly to the extent to which we surrender to Him. And so it is on us. So austerity of the body, one way, is worshiping the Supreme Lord. And that is stated here. Always think of me, worship me, offer obeisances. Like that. So, we worship the spiritual master also because that's what Krishna wants us to do. It's one of his codes. Worship spiritual master who is a representative of Krishna. So Krishna has explained this, what we need to do. The other point is the austerity of speech. And that is the next one, chapter 17, text 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Anudvega karam pakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyayaya pasyam teva van mayam tapa uchate. Austerity of speech. We should speak words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others. So we'll say it again. Austerity of speech. We can speak, but we have to speak the truth. We have to speak the truth in a pleasing way. We have to say what is beneficial to the person we're speaking to. And we have to speak in such a way that the person does not get agitated. Very important. Are we always able to do that? Sometimes, not knowing what words that we use, we may agitate others. And if that happens, then we have to apologize. When the person is expressing that, we have to apologize. We're not perfect. But austerity of speech, speaking truth, the great thing about speaking truth is you don't have to try to remember the untruth or the lies that were said in a particular statement. Whenever that situation comes again, you can say the same thing because it is the truth. The great thing about truth is you don't have to say something and then say another thing to cover this and say another thing to cover that second one and say a fourth one to cover the third one and so on and on and on and on and on. And how life is like in the end, usually you get found out that, oh, they're not speaking the truth. And what happens after that? One's reputation goes down. So speaking the truth is important. But not only speaking the truth in a pleasant way. Speaking what is beneficial for the person. And not agitating. So we have to be careful the words that we use not to agitate. That means we have to use words that are mild. We also have to study or recite Vedic literature. So we should not speak lies. We should not speak words that jab others because they will agitate them. And we should not speak things that are not for other people's benefit. We should not criticize unnecessarily. Sometimes managers are in situations where they have to do something, deal with a situation that's not good. So then first they have to analyze the situation and then we talk about that situation. But the aim is to change it to make it better. When we say things about others that are negative and just to put it out there, then we're just criticizing. But when we say things and we want to do something about it or express it to one authority that can change things and make it better or inform the person that needs to change the attitude, then we are doing something about that, the situation. So that we can, but outside of that, you know, we just don't do those kind of things. So, Srila Prabhupada says, when a teacher speaks, he can speak the truth for the instruction of his students. His students are there to hear the teacher, and therefore they'll take what the teacher talks about. So, we should not talk things that are, you know, in the category of prajapa. Srila Prabhupada just comes right out and says, that's nonsense. We should not gossip. Gossip is like throwing dirt on someone. Saying negative things like throwing dirt on someone. Would you want to physically throw dirt on someone? Would I want to do that? The answer is no. Well, then we shouldn't do that verbally either. So, we should speak in spiritual circles, especially something upheld by the scriptures. And better yet, your Papa said, we should quote from the scriptural authority to back up what we're saying. And at the same time, we should speak in a very pleasurable way. Sometimes people just intentionally bring in some humor to cause people to get here and at the same time be a little pleasant. Atmosphere creates that. Then there's the austerity of the mind. And that is in Bhagavad Gita chapter 17, text 16. And that says, satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence. That's austerities of the mind. So to make the mind austere, and Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, three times, is to detach it from sense gratification. Sense gratification is what keeps us in this material world, which is actually like a prison. The mind should be also trained that is always thinking of doing good for other people. When you help others, you get helped more. When you serve devotees, you will be served more by Krishna. Krishna arranges for our lives to be wonderful when the more we serve other devotees. So to purify one's nature is to obey Krishna's rules, become Krishna conscious. Simple as that. And Srila Prabhupada says that the more we think about sense enjoyment, the more the mind becomes dissatisfied. Sense enjoyment is only temporary and it doesn't satisfy us because if it did, then we wouldn't want any more. But it doesn't. So we crave more. And then we just get ourselves in this bind. So it's best to divert the mind to the Vedic literature rather than have all kinds of stories that are gossip. Just look at the different pastimes of the Lord and read that, share that. And everybody that hears it will be satisfied and your minds will be purified. And they will think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the very thing that Krishna wants us to do. The mind should also be devoid of duplicity. And say one thing here and then say about the same thing, say a different thing. By the same point, make one way a person's, one person A, you tell this to, person B, you tell another thing to. That's duplicity. So, we have to control our minds that way. Detach it from sense enjoyment and be straightforward. No duplicity. And that way we can purify our existence. As far as cleanliness goes, we have to be clean inside and out. We have to wear things that are clean and simple. And internally, of course, we have to keep the body also clean. Internally, the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, purifies the very minds we have, purifies our intelligence. It is food for the soul, and therefore we become happy, connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we feel internally happy. So, some of the qualities of a devotee, as we're doing this wonderful opportunity that we have, Krishna consciousness, living that. There are 26 of them. One of them is to be kind to everyone, all living entities. We should be kind to all living entities, not just humans, kind to all living entities. No one should be an enemy. Therefore, we shouldn't do things that others don't like and then become enemies to them. We have to speak the truth. We've talked about that already. And the fourth is to be equal to everyone. Regard everyone at the spiritual level. That's being equal to everyone. Live our lives so that nobody can find faults in us. That's not the easiest thing to do. Sometimes some people, based on their development, will say, okay, there's this, there's that, there's that. But in that sense, the spiritual master, I mean, more than one spiritual master has said, we can go to the devotees and ask what faults they think that we have that we need to work on. We can put our faults to go aside and ask. They may make some suggestions. It's wonderful. Even if we don't see ourselves that way, if we work on that, others see us. And therefore, if we go and ask those things, we just might be surprised at things that we may not think is affecting other devotees in a negative way. And it might get pointed out to us, and then we'll make the adjustment. A devotee is supposed to be really kind and also mild. And their material possessions, they will use it in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That way, we become very peaceful. And then we work for everyone's benefit. He has to be kind to everyone, and we also have to work for others' benefit. So, in that way, controlling the senses and being careful not to eat more than is required, and our own intelligence can help us on that. And our bodies can also help us on that one. We don't eat too little, so we get undernourished, but we don't eat too much, because that would also make us sick. So everything about devotees' qualities are spelt out in Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we just follow that, those are the codes, the way we're supposed to live life, then we will be actually happy and the Lord will be merciful towards us and we will get an opportunity to go back to Godhead, because life here is in fact to be trained to get to the point of living like those who are in the spiritual world are living, so that we will be able to fit in into life in the spiritual world, our home. And when we get to that point where Krishna is satisfied that we have obeyed the instructions of a spiritual master and guru and sadhu, Shastra, guru, and sadhu are consistent. Bona fide guru lives by Shastra and instructs based on Shastra. Senior devotees, those who have been experienced in this, will also talk about what to do, just like the spiritual master would say. So if we follow that, then slowly but surely we would improve our character, and the qualities of the devotees that here try to live according to that, and that we will be a greater asset then in Krishna consciousness for everyone. Mercy, to turn people's mind into Krishna consciousness, is the highest show of mercy by the devotee. In any way that we can, if it's book distribution, if it's prasadam distribution, any way that we can to turn the general population's mind in Kali Yuga into Krishna consciousness. A person that's doing that is a merciful, merciful devotee. And that person Krishna will be very happy with, and Guru will also be very happy with. So yes, the situation in Kali Yuga is such that the three legs of Dharma are challenged. But those three legs, what to do, is also in the Shastra. And if we follow that, then we won't contribute to the breaking of the three legs of the bull, the representative of religion. But we will be exactly the opposite. Help for Srila Prabhupada and an asset to the world in general. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. As far as that was speaking Pajalpa, gossip on somebody, negative things about somebody, amounts of throwing dirt on them. That was an example from Bhakti Jira Maharaj, actually. And it said, I remember still when he made that statement. So yeah, austerity, body, mind, and speech. Body, mind, and speech. And we'll do that alone, we'll progress quite a bit. Austerity. Hare Krishna. Jai. Thank you for the comments. Hare Krishna. Jai. 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 So it's a quick austerity of the body, worshiping the Supreme Lord, spiritual master, being clean, being simple, being celibate, and being nonviolent. Austerity of speech, that is speaking truthful, pleasantly, beneficially, non-agitating, and then, of course, reciting the Vedic literature. That's wonderful speech. Staying with that rather than being involved in gossip. And then austerity of the mind is simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence, especially detaching ourselves from sense gratification. And that's us. And we take these points and try to live by them, we'll really improve in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Austerity of the mind. Satisfaction when we are in connection with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Great satisfaction comes that way. Because everything else doesn't quite give us the satisfaction we want. As a matter of fact, what's today? Friday. Friday, yeah. 2 days back, Wednesday evening, we had a meeting, we call it Bhakti Lounge. Devotees come to the temple and we discuss. This time we're reading Science of Self-Realization and discussing some things about it. So, the satisfaction, we are connecting. It was like when we're reading the Science of Self-Realization, we read paragraph by paragraph. One person reads paragraph and then we stop and have a discussion about it. And the questions come up, and then we go to the next paragraph. So much satisfaction was coming from the same book that, in fact, about at least half the people who were there had read it, if not more. We were about six people. At least three people had read it. Well, four people had read it. Only two hadn't. And so, it wasn't that unfamiliar to us. Our mind is what it is. We remember some things, we may not remember other things. But still, that group of discussion, the group discussion, the questions and so on, and people's realizations and connecting it to different situations they've been through was very, 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 very satisfying. So satisfaction also comes from group discussions, Marjita, Makita, it's in there, in Bhagavad Gita. So, Katayantes, Mamnityam, Tushan Ticha, Raman Ticha. When the devotees of the Lord, who think of the Lord so much all of the time, they discuss things about the Lord, that satisfaction would come. That satisfaction. But it's also connected with the austerity of speech, talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is very, it's just the satisfaction that comes. The only way I can describe it, it feels so clean. The mind is so satisfied. It is different from being satisfied with something that is material. That has its own way, its own flavor. But the satisfaction from discussion of Krishna and doing things that are, you know, in devotional service gives that type of peace. You just feel that you have accomplished something that is good for myself and good for everybody and good for the Lord, and we serve the Lord nicely. It's very hard to put a finger on the description that comes up, but it has its own flavor of peace that comes. And therefore, we are fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has actually opened this door to us if we take it seriously. Hare Krishna. Absolutely. The intention is to serve devotees so devotees are happy. So when they give feedback that, yes, we like that, then that's definitely good. That's definitely good. Don't feel, I'm trying to read and say, is that okay? Because sometimes you would think that, maybe it's my own ego, I want to be the best or something. Is that what you were feeling? That maybe your mind will pull you to that space? No, devotees speak kindly, and devotees are supposed to speak truthfully. So actually, when some things didn't quite, every now and then too, some devotee can tell you, maybe it could have been a little bit, maybe a little more salt could have been added to it. Those things come, but your concern about giving the best to Krishna's devotees, that's definitely wonderful. You're asking from that space of how to improve, and if this is good, many, many, many times we make, we eat and we have prasadam. So prasadam is very nice. I tell you, then you say, well, I just threw it together. As you say, I just threw it together. Okay. And I understand that, but that means that Krishna guided you to make a wonderful meal. That is not scripted, not written, but it still came out wonderfully. Because the heart wants to serve and give the best to Krishna, and then we can have, the remnants. And so that is in fact happening because of good intention and then the good effort to, do the service and do the service properly. And that's all right. It's okay to ask for feedback. We even ask about things that we need to improve in our lives to be better devotees. So that's on the same, along the same lines, to improve the service quality. Hare Krishna. Well, everybody can improve on their cooking. Everybody can improve their cooking. Just start some things. I have taken some things from, it's already offered to the Lord. Yes, but your intentions are good, and therefore, sometimes you can use a cookbook to kind of assist you, make some whatever, preps that you want to make, especially the higher taste is always there. So, Kripa Sunyavi Eva Chaf Titana, Pavane Vivo, Vaishnavi Vivo Namo. Ijai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.